So I think just looping back is that text is dumb.
Hello, and welcome to So You Need a Video, the only podcast
that we're aware of
about how not to make a corporate video. I'm Ooh. Hope Morley.
I'm Tori Merritt.
And I'm Guy Bauer.
Yeah, I just shook up the tagline there.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Because I feel like it's more representative of what we talk about.
Cool.
Trailblazing over yes. here.
So speaking of what we're talking about, today we are talking about why you should use video over other forms of media, specifically text, but we might get into a little bit of other areas as well.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we are big promoters of video, but we actually have some reasons behind that. Recently, HubSpot released some statistics for content marketing in 2020. And they found that video is now the number one form of media that people are using in their content strategy. It has officially overtaken blogs and infographics.
No way, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So video is obviously grabbing people's attention. People are finding it useful. The content landscape is very noisy. So video is a way that we can stand out a little bit. Some other statistics I found here that WizOwl, who did another survey for 2020, found that 84% of people they surveyed have been convinced to buy a product or service by watching a brand's video.
Nice.
And 95% of people who are using video say that people understand their product better now that they have a video on their site.
Sweet.
That's crazy.
So it sounds like video is the way to stand out if you're trying to make headway in business.
It does.
That's what my summary of those statistics.
So let's get into it. So why? So when someone is watching a video, why is it a better way to understand what you're learning about?
Did HubSpot say why or anything like that? Like what did they – so like their whole HubSpot is now saying that video has overtaken blogs, infographics, just everything in terms of what – marketers what, attribute to
what people are using for their content marketing. So
no
in
way,
terms
really.
Of like, yeah,
wow.
out of all the media that people are using, yeah, more video than anything else.
So both the content creators and people that are reading the content. Right. Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It.
I mean, like, you know, we've talked about this before and that's like video is just the easiest for our brains to process. It does all the work for you. It gives you, visuals to look at,
yep.
gives you audio to hear,
yep.
gives you sound effects, and it kind of like fills all the senses that can be filled other than smell-o-vision.
Coming soon.
Yeah. But so why I think is just that's it's just like easy for people to do.
Well, I saw your stats specifically about like the rational brain versus the emotional brain. It was limbic and what's the other one called? You had it written down.
Okay.
But basically video like hops in the commuter lane and takes you straight to emotional town, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like where copy may leave you sitting in like the rational brain and like, does this make sense? Is this true? Video allows you to hop straight to emotions and start asking, you know, am I driving an emotional response with this video? And then people, you know, do things and are triggered by emotion faster than the rational brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, it's just like, let's just be real. Like, and like, I'm just taking off my like whole, like we're in a podcast thought leadership content marketing thing is like, it's cool. It's just easier and cooler. Like, honestly, like, just for real, right?
That's how we end our
reading is hard to do. Like, if every night I try to read a bit of this book I'm reading right now, and like, I can only make it 2 pages before I fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of investment to read.
Well, even just, and I'm a big reader. I majored in English in college, big on reading, but I was recently shopping for a new software product for our company, and I was looking at all their – reading about their features and benefits on the site.
Yep.
But they had a couple of videos interspersed in the site, and I found that I was kind of skimming the text and then watching the video and then skimming the text and then watching the video and, like, hopping back and forth. But I spent the most time watching the video. And it did give me a better understanding of what this product was, because especially when you're talking about something like a software product, yeah. seeing how it works gives you a better idea of, is this going to work for me?
And you probably mm-hmm. remembered the stuff from the video. Your retention was higher with the video than the text. I think of – I was trying to read last night too. I'm like, okay, Tori, we're going to do it. This is the best way to relax. And then I ended up watching videos on social media instead, and because I felt like it didn't require as much of like a mental anguish for me to focus on it before I went to bed. I did see there was a study. It's from 2018 because the 2019 one hasn't wrapped up, from BLS, though, that leisure reading is the lowest it's been ever.
Okay, that just makes me sad, though.
It does, but I'm thinking of all these book clubs that are popping up. So I'm like, I'm confused. But it's not that people aren't. It's what they're not reading for fun. So then my question is, how much are they reading for not fun? You know what I mean? Like, if you're not even doing it just for your own enjoyment, who's going to do it at work for something that they really aren't in love with necessarily? Like, we love work, but you know what I mean? If you're not doing it for fun, how much less are you doing it to buy software or to figure out a new solution for something?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, like, everybody is stressed out at work and has no time to do anything. And so, you know, video can, like no other medium, consolidate
yeah.
thoughts and feelings. And like, you know, and if you think about it, like Hollywood movies do this. They take a 1,000-page book and then adapt it for a 2-hour movie.
Right.
And you get the gist. Yeah. Everyone always complains that it's not as good as the book. But, you know, hey. If you can get 90% of the way there, it's way right. more efficient of a communication tool than any other medium. And what's interesting is this – the reason why we're doing this podcast is because this was supposed to be a blog by me. And then as I'm writing it, I'm like, wait a second. This is like
– why would I make copy for something I'm saying don't use copy for?
Right, exactly. It's like, and most likely if you're listening to this podcast or watching this video, you're driving. Well, not if you're watching the video.
I hope not.
Uber.
Yeah, maybe you're Ubering. Or it's 20 years from now and there's self-driving cars and you're right. watching this.
In that case, this
information is way outdated.
To get back a little bit, we found in doing some research that – more people do describe themselves as visual learners than any other kind yeah. of learner. So we were talking about people reading less for pleasure, people who yeah. don't want to read at work. You're, you know, so a video can appeal to those types of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's actually a stat, I believe by Glassdoor, talking about job postings, which we've all seen those job postings where like the job description is this gigantic paragraph. And then it's all these bullets of things of like a unicorn candidate that what I want. And they actually found that the applications that had – the job postings that had video ended up with 34% more applications to them than the ones without a video. So that's a very obvious like variables there, pretty controlled. Does it have a video? Does it not? Job description is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And people would rather watch a video about your company to understand it than read this gigantic blog that probably has typos all over it.
Well, that's the thing, because like if I'm – applying to a job, right? Like I read the job description and I might think, I think I'm qualified for
yep.
this. But then the next step is, okay, do I want to work for this company,
yep.
right? So then you go and you read their Glassdoor reviews and yep. you look at, you might skim through their social and you're like trying to determine like what their culture is like
right.
and if you want to work there. So if they do that work for you and yep. are like, put the video right there of like, here's our position, here's the position that's open and here's some information about our company,
yep.
you're making qualified candidates, assuming I'm qualified, you're reducing friction, right?
Yeah.
Like you are making it easy for them to know that this is a good fit. And so it makes sense that you're going to get a lot more applicants that way.
I think of product reviews too. I think people used to rely on like Consumer Report and like get this, you know, magazine, you're flipping through charts and you're reading all this stuff. Now I just type into YouTube like some mascara or something. And there's, you know, the person that – there's an influencer that I'm checking. Do I trust them? Okay, I watch their video. They can tell me – they can show me how it works, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. And mm-hmm. within 3 minutes, I can save myself from going to the store or ordering it online, buying it, getting it, hating it, and then having to take it back. All saved from being able to see how it worked in a 2-minute video versus reading like, yeah, it looked really nice on my eyes. You know, I can see that it worked, did it not.
Yeah, I actually have data to back that up from this Woo. WizOwl survey I mentioned earlier, that they asked people how they would most like to learn about a product mm-hmm. or service. And 2/3 of people, the biggest chunk, said they would prefer to watch a video than anything else. And only 18% said they'd like to read like an article, just like pure text to learn about a product or service.
So I'm going to play like a listener who is like at this point going, I've heard this before. Yes, I agree. Video is awesome. Love it. But it's expensive, takes a long time to make. And we need content now. We can't wait for months for a video. And, you know, and we need a lot of approvals. And so text is easier to get approvals on. And we don't have an internal video team. So what do you say about that?
But if it doesn't work, then it being faster doesn't really do much for you. If nobody reads it anyway, it being out there didn't accomplish the goal. I'd rather putting on my client hat. I would rather wait a little bit longer for something that actually does its job and does it well. I think, I mean, you don't have an internal video team, but maybe you do. Maybe you fire a couple freelancers to be able to respond to quick things in the news, relevant stuff. It doesn't have to be a 3-minute video. You can make a quick like snippet. I think we saw the Bill Murray Super Bowl ad that didn't, what was it, like 2 weeks or something that they turned that baby around? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's always possible. But, you know, there's ways of doing things. You just have to have a creative idea that lends itself to what you need to accomplish, which goes back to my spiel of knowing your goals and objectives to help you decide what kind of video or what kind of content. Everything doesn't have to be a 3-minute explainer.
Right. Yeah. And like, you know, obviously, like, we're doing content marketing with this whole thing and we want you to buy a video from us.
And a strategy.
But I think it's like not everything needs a, you know, big brand level video right. like that we would make. Mm-hmm. Video can be part of the whole thing of varying quality levels. Like if you look at our thing right now, like this is relatively terrible quality video right now. I would never – but like – it doesn't matter because you're not
– for this
purpose, mm-hmm. right? The fact is that you're just watching it. We put the transcript into the captions on YouTube. That's all indexable and you're potentially watching this and getting good ideas. The video quality itself is not – you're not judging us by that. And if you are, please don't. Take out the funnel.
Yep.
And it's like – just like how the funnel starts with – you know, high level
awareness.
Like awareness yep. and then trickles down into decision. That's almost how you can think of the quality needed. Awareness, you need the max quality. And then by the time you get down to decision, it can be like just someone doing a screen capture on their computer doing a software demo. Mm-hmm. Nobody, by the time they get down to decision, no one is making a determination on your brand based on how good the software demo video is.
Right.
In fact, what Blair Enns always says, he's a sales guru guy. He says, like, early in the sales process, you want to be inspired.
Yeah.
And
highly
that's
polished
like
and
higher polished.
Aspirational.
Correct. And by the time you get down to decision, you're actually not looking to be inspired anymore. You're looking to be
convinced
reassured.
Yeah.
It's reassured that, like, you're making the right choice. So, in fact, the medium is the message, like, by the time I get down to the decision level, I do want a nerdy guy or gal walking me through a software demo where I know it's just their screen
right.
because it's very trustworthy. If you were at the decision level to make some polished video, there's something fishy about that. So I think what we're saying is like video needs to be part of the entire customer journey from awareness, decision, and then after the purchase too is
that's like the
you know,
loyalty
like,
and
correct
that's
people
also
happy.
Reassurance mm-hmm. that you've purchased the right thing. I'm not gonna have to run to the store and just take mm-hmm. it back. And that's where I think the product reviews, even like one person telling me, okay, should I buy it or should I not, like I'm not expecting that to be highly polished. Like you said, if it is, I'm actually concerned
right.
because I'm like, well, this is fake because somebody fronted correct. The money to be able to pay me that person to sit there and be like, I love this product. I actually saw Sorry, Love Wellness. They just released some customer testimonials. They did a whole rebranding. And I think they're using them as awareness, but they're super polished. And they're like this person looking beautiful. Being like, I love these like probiotics. And I'm like, but Love Wellness is sitting here like paying for this whole situation. I would much rather have had that person film it themselves. Be like, this product has changed my life. I'm like, okay, cool. I believe them. versus, like you said, the highly polished. Somebody paid you for it. It doesn't – I don't believe it, even though, you know, it's like that bottom part is the decision. We feel like that's the most important. That's what triggers the purchase.
You're losing the authenticity that you want from a testimonial, right? Because it's coming across as just a commercial, yeah, where they put a real person in the spot.
Right.
I have a DJI Mavic 2 Pro.
That's a drone.
It's a drone. Sorry.
Those people who are not in the know. Like,
It's a drone. DJI is really good at how they use video. So after you buy it, you take out the paper manual, and the paper manual says, just take out your QR code scanner thing,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and this will take you to a page where there's all the videos on how to use just this web, thing.
Like, who's read a manual, right? Who's right. I bought some IKEA furniture, and every time I'm like, I'm just going to look up YouTube to try to find right. the video of the real person putting this together, yeah, and like including them like kicking the thing. And but like I actually know where the problems are going to be when I'm watching that versus reading the manual. It's not like, no, be very careful. Like, don't put the cam in the wrong way and ruin your life here. But the video, I could see that right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like DJI, when they have their video that's trying to get me to buy the Mavic 2 yeah. Pro, super polished. They spent like a ton of money. The instruction videos aren't good looking at all, but I don't care. Yeah,
right.
Because I'm already convinced. You don't need to keep convincing me. Mm-hmm. Now I just need to know how to use it.
Right.
So it's like, so I think just looping back is that text is dumb.
Well, text should be used
so our point is...
Text is not dumb. Text is – you have to think critically about what you're using for what yeah. point in the customer's journey and in what – you know, on your website, on your social. Like, there's different uses for different forms of media, right? So knowing where and when to use video, where and when to use text
yeah.
is valuable. And you should be actually thinking critically about your content strategy.
For sure. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding about that.
Not really.
So to sum up, text is not dumb. Text has a place, but video also has a place. And if you're yep. having a robust content strategy for both your sales funnel and after the sale within your customer's journey to keep them happy, you need to think critically about where you use video, where you use text, where you use infographics and images. All kinds of media needs to be part of your robust strategy. Video doesn't always have to be expensive. It doesn't always have to be a long 3-month process.
Right.
You can bring it together in have some high-level video content, some less high-level video content, bring it all together. It's all part of a larger strategy.
Yep.
Love strategy.
Text is dumb.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of So You Need a Video. For more information, please check out our website at umault.com. That's UMAULT.com. And give us a review on your favorite podcast app and hit the thumbs up and subscribe below.
My favorite part.
Yeah. And what should we ask this week?
Last time was favorite color.
What's
right?
your spirit animal?
Mm-hmm. Mine is an elephant.
Orca whale.
Because I'm a large herbivore with a good memory.
I'm a killer.
Killer whale?
Yeah, orca. Orca whale.
I'm a newt.
Slithered.
Tiny and slimy.
So leave us a comment. Have a good day.
See ya.